Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Trinityville Horror.
Oh!
We're still in a horror mood here.
Yeah, Halloween, now making that mustache come out, you know, for Movember.
Oh, yeah, just focusing hard.
I can't, man, I don't know what the fuck this thing's going to look like come the end of this month.
Yeah, my wife asked me if I was going to move out, find a different place to live.
It's like, what the fuck is this, man?
Yeah, so...
Oh, shit.
That'll be interesting. But I am Jack, you are Miles.
Yes.
It is November 1st. We made it to November.
Look at us. Man. They said it couldn't
really
happen.
Did it. They did.
Everybody proving the doctors said, wrong again.
A lot of people said, but here we are.
That I said this podcast won't go 4 years. The doctors now, don't know everything, do they?
this first trend is something that I identify with because I, you know, when my three-year-old was like, Halloween's over. This morning I was like, yeah, but Thanksgiving's coming up. And
bro,
then right after that is Christmas, and you know, managed to stay.
You do
off
a backflip,
yeah,
with that news.
Yeah,
that's right, Christmas. The real one. The one that matters.
I think the only person who's more excited than my three-year-old is Mariah Carey. Am
Uh-oh.
I right?
She's out here.
She is trending. She's the number two trending thing just because Thanksgiving reminds people that the night after Thanksgiving, she does that video where she turns into her Christmas album and everybody's excited.
It's time.
So, yeah, the holiday season is officially upon us, even though it's just November 1st. I'll take it.
I love how it's just how the Thanksgiving is just, it doesn't, it's moot because it's really just, yeah, Christmas is going to happen though, right after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Less on the weird version of celebrating or whatever it's supposed to celebrate, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. My kids also gave Thanksgiving the last place. They were ranking their favorite holidays.
Oh,
and
wow.
They said that Thanksgiving's their least favorite.
Because there's no prizes or anything involved.
Yeah. It's just,
because like Easter, you got Easter eggs.
Yeah. We haven't like traditionally done much for Thanksgiving, you know, so it's just
what do you do? What do you mean traditionally?
We haven't like gone anywhere. We've like cooked a nice meal at home, basically.
Right.
But
and your kids are young, and like the last year was an L anyway. So yeah. I think the life is still anew.
A hurricane.
Yeah.
Inside COVID. I Drink Wine is trending.
Yeah.
Because that is the name of Adele's new song. Song on her album.
People are just like looking at the track list because the album's about to come out. They're like, whoa, hold on. What's this one called? I Drink Wine? All right, fuck it. We're all aboard for that one.
Yeah.
I love it. Look,
this is the, 30, right?
Yeah, exactly. The album.
So I mean, it's appropriate.
What can it be more 30 than like, yeah, Wine Stained Teeth as the the very last track. Wine Stained Kisses. But yeah. The tracks are Strangers by Nature, Easy on Me, My Little Love, Cry Your Heart Out, Oh My God. Can I get it? Yes, you can. All Night Parking, Woman Like Me, Hold On, To Be Loved, and Love is a Game. Mm. So Love features quite heavily.
I mean, I did not see that coming on this Adele album.
Love being the theme here?
Yeah.
And it's like, can I get it? Like, is Rich Paul
that feels
like
horny? Yeah.
Is Rich Paul influencing the tracks? No, what's going on?
All Night Parking also feels horny, metaphorically.
Oh, interesting. You
know? Yeah.
Oh, because it's like a booty call, and like they don't they live on a street where like there isn't street cleaning or permits, and they say no, it's all night parking. That's a very LA idea I've had from like dating people in different parts of the city. I'm like, is it permit or like do I need to get a permit from you? They're like, no. Just got to move it by 5 a.m. for the street cleaning. I'm like, I'm going to go home.
Yeah. Should be interesting I haven't really paid that much attention to Adele's music, though. So it won't be interesting for me. But for Adele fans, watch out now. This is every album release is an event.
Yeah. I like how people are posting that Patty Harrison from I Think Party You Should Hardison. Leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Party Hardison on socials. But Party Hardison from like that Shark Tank bit that they did when she's like, I can't stop having wine. So they're like, people are using that with the Adele track list.
That's so
fantastic.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Also, we skipped over holiday. What did you do for Halloween? I think there's a photograph that you shared with me that I think the world needs to see.
Yeah, I'll probably share it. I mean, that? I wasn't flexing big time on the socials with my costume, but yeah, I do look like someone who did like a lot of drugs with Carl Sagan or something.
It's like 1970s and the wig. I won't even describe what you got going on.
You know
on
what?
Top.
Go to @MilesOfGray on Twitter. You will see this.
You must.
And you know what? I'll create a challenge in the post where I'll ask you to name this person. But yeah, I went out with the, you know, saw some family, niece and nephew, walked around, watched them get all turned up on candy.
Were they loving it?
Yeah. And I realized like how much like low key, I was like, man, y'all ain't doing this right.
Oh, really?
Well, not that they were. I just remember my attitude around Halloween. Like they're sweet kids. They're like, yeah, we're going around the neighborhood. And like they, you know, not every house is giving out candy, but they got their shit and they were like, this is fantastic. I was thinking like in my day, it was about like resource, like cultivation.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would be like, I have to be out for 70 hours or else this is a loss. Like, I'm like, just leave me alone. I'm going to walk from North Hollywood to Encino and fucking get every single piece of candy I can get. But
how old are the kids?
Like one's about to be 8 and the other's 5 or one's about to be 9 and the other's 5.
Right. So they're just on the verge of being able to like control the pace of the trick or treat experience.
Absolutely. But it like brought out so many sense memories just by going out again. And I'm like, man, I used to be like, I remember I'd have like a garbage bag I'd try and fill.
Yeah. My kids, did you ever do the comeback, turn the mask around, come back?
I'm not a scumbag.
Okay.
I'm an honorable resource hoarder of candy. Yeah.
Good for you.
What I do is when no one is at the door, then I take the whole bowl. No, that's fucked up. That's the worst shit
man
you
of
can
honor.
Do.
Yeah, that's we left a bowl out when I lived in Santa Monica, and
she
like 30 minutes later, both the candy and the bowl were gone. So
it happens.
You know, it was actually a colander, which really Felt like shit.
You're like, I could have used that.
I did use that every time I made pasta, man.
Oh, so that's why you stopped eating pasta?
Yeah.
It wasn't a diet thing?
No.
Oh.
No. I'd be eating
pasta. Lost my colander.
I'd be eating some linguine right now, man.
If that colander didn't get stolen 7 years ago.
If. You know where I can score a colander in these parts?
Yeah, dude. Fucking tar. Anywhere.
Well, I got my Batman with muscles costume, not the one that gives me camel toe, but the one that has a little bit more breathing room. Not much. It's still like if I don't pay attention, it will ride up. But got that going. We did a candy chute, like a 10-inch PVC pipe that we were dropping candy through, and it was a fun game. It was a lot of fun. The kids really loved it.
What kind of velocity you got coming out there?
It was
the end of that thing.
It was we had to adjust.
Yo, your face is lighting up right now. Did somebody get their hand blown off?
We had to adjust the tilt a little bit because it came.
You're like that guy who is making that water slide that kills somebody. You're like, okay, the angle is too lit on that one. Yeah. Bring it down. Bring it down.
Yeah, but it was fun. We got it down so we could like shoot it into people's bag pretty quickly. Like we got it down to a science. But yeah, that was a blast. The kids did their most ambitious trick or treating, got a pretty good haul. Bo was the Flash, so his pace was off the charts.
Yeah, but, I bet. Any slip and falls?
Just the normal amount, like three per block.
Yeah, kids running and then falling and then crying. Yeah. And then you're like, no, but more candy. And they're like, I'm okay. Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and hit a couple more stories.
Yeah. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and Christy Swanson has, if you haven't been keeping up with Christy Swanson the way I have, I've always said Christy Swanson for a long time was my thought leader, my favorite philosopher. And she has gone in a different direction. She is she gone Q and anti-vax and all that shit.
Yeah.
And now she, and I did not see this coming, she has COVID.
Oh, couldn't have predicted that. Outspoken person who says that I think she was actually saying, I was a vampire slayer, so I think COVID is gonna miss me. She was like tweeting from the hospital, more so saying like, she's like, I have COVID related things, like not going fully, like I have COVID and it's causing me problems. She's like, I got this thing. It's like COVID related. I'm on oxygen. I'm in good spirits and in great hands, the great hands of the medical workers who have tirelessly worked. But Christy, again, not surprised.
HBO Max is trending. Yeah. They just added Martin, which is huge.
Dude, Martin, The Parenthood, The Jamie Foxx Show, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, In the House. If you like these 90s black shows, they're on HBO Max. They have The Wayans Brothers. I've been watching that. I can't, it's wild to watch like shows that like you don't realize how formative they are till you watch them as you're older and you start like being like, I remember this entire episode. And like, oh my God, like this affect is from this. I've been doing this my whole life because Marlon Wayans did it.
Right.
Like, tried to bite his toenail once.
Right.
And I'm like, that became my whole personality. So it's jarring to watch these shows that were like super formative for me. And just to see like a lot of these shows come back now and streaming. Cause before, like, you couldn't find this shit. It wasn't as widely available.
Right.
So maybe it was that, what's the McKinsey report that came out that said, hey, maybe we should put some of the black stuff on there. People might want this.
That's the Kinsey report?
No, remember McKinsey? They did that thing with Holly.
McKinsey, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, no, yeah, not McKinsey. Yeah. No,
I was like, damn, that's what.
Not the sex guy from UCLA. Yeah.
Is In Living Color on HBO Max? Because
I don't think so. I don't know where it's streaming.
That was my favorite comedy show for many years. I bet. I haven't rewatched it or really thought about it in a long time. I gotta go back and check it out.
Yeah, there's some wild shit. And then you're also like, damn, we were getting away with a lot. Like shit we thought was funny. But yeah, there's also just some great performances in those too.
Lindsey Graham is trending. What's going on?
So the Washington Post has like this very like long form piece about January 6th with all kinds of new details like about like what was happening inside and outside, and Lindsey Graham's trending because this one section talks about what he was saying on the 6th, saying as senators fled on January 6th, an irate Senator Lindsey Graham shouted at the Senate sergeant at arms, quote, what are you doing? Take back the Senate. You've got guns. Use them.
Huh. Damn.
So, yeah. A lot of people were sort of pointing that. I'm like, oh, interesting. Has the MAGA world heard about that? Are they juxtaposing that with some other, you know, like Lindsey Graham is just, someone put it like really well in like one of these tweets. They're like comparing him to Billy Zane in Titanic, where it's like when the shit hits the fan, now you're suddenly like, sir, I must get on this boat.
Yeah, just pushing like, women out of the way.
Oh, where were you the whole other time? Okay, sir, I see you, snake boy. So Lindsey Graham
use
is Billy
them.
Zane. Yeah. Yeah, use them. And I get it. I so if that's the case and you saw yourself as being in harm's way, you should keep that energy outside of the Senate halls as well when you're telling people that this was a, you know, not a serious thing and we should just, you know, cast it aside.
Right. But see, the difference is that his life isn't currently in danger.
Right.
And,
right.
And his life is likely not to in the future be in danger because he's probably gonna be a little bit more careful. And or he will be, you know, El Fuhrer's right hand man, depending on, you know,
El Fuhrer.
Yeah.
I like that he kind of he got it with it just to appeal to Spanish speaking voters. Well, look, I'm not the from El Fuhrer. You feel me?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Si se puede, y'all.
Speaking of El Fuhrer, Melania is trending. This is just a fun little clip. I feel like people were missing. They're like, ah, Biden falling asleep. Let's see. Is there any good Trump shit? And she just does she smiles at Donald Trump and then like turns away and grimaces in a way that suggests that she hates him or has like some really painful gas.
Right.
It could be either.
Oh my God. It's like, it looks like a mockumentary performance. Right. Like someone if she was in The Office, she just killed a look where Michael Scott said something and you're like, I can't believe this. Stupid. Why am I here?
Right.
This aggressive. I guess that's her way of, I guess, being independent in this relationship.
Right.
It's like, fine, I will go and be a performative side piece wife character to your macho man character, but I will pull faces on camera. Mm.
What do you think? People were assuming maybe she would leave him right after the presidency, but do we think that they negotiated something for a little bit longer?
I mean, probably whatever it is, I think people just, right? I think like many people, all of us at a certain point in the beginning, we're like, man, I wonder if Melania is complex. Like what's that be like? And then they're like, no, this motherfucker's loving it.
Yeah. For sure.
And also like, I've ran out of empathy points to kick that way.
Yeah. I don't know. So, I liked her take on Christmas.
Blood Christmas.
And also she was like, fuck Christmas. These people are asking me about Christmas decorations. It's so stupid.
Oh, that
fuck
yeah,
Christmas.
That soundbite? Yeah.
Mm. Seems like the sort of thing that Fox News would really object to.
Yeah. But meanwhile, they're saying like, Toys R Us went out of business. Thanks, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
It's like, well, they went out of business a long time ago. What are you doing here?
And finally, Squid Game is trending, has been trending. The numbers are just starting to come out, and they're pretty staggering. They're pretty high. There's been, I think, six shows total that have surpassed 3 billion minutes viewed in a week, and Squid Game is the latest to join that. I think the other ones were like Tiger King and, you know, other ones that were like, you know, momentous, but zeitgeist defining.
Is this can it claim like the top spot though? Like if you're saying there have been other shows that have done this, like 3 billion.
So I don't think it can claim it, at this point, because this is like the first week or the second week that it was out. And this is just America also. Got it. Yeah. So it's very limited, but it's just like here in America that it was a monster hit like right away, the
like
first week.
Else.
Yeah. Just like everywhere else. So will be interesting.
Check it out if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, yeah. We discussed Squid Game tomorrow on TDZ. So get your viewing in, and we got like 10-15 minutes at the end of the episode where we talk about it, kind of spoil a couple things, but you know, you should be straight.
I mean, we watched it, so we had thoughts, we had to process.
All right, well, those are some of the things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.